Once upon a time, someone asked the teacher, "When should I be mindful?" And the teacher said, "Whenever it's the best option." Generally, it's the best option. And what is mindfulness? I like to think of it as conscious awareness. We can certainly be aware without being conscious of being aware. But to be aware knowingly, conscious awareness. And it's not something that we can do, but something that we allow. And in allowing it, it might feel like turning on the light. Some people have reported that when they get lost in thought, that it's like the light goes out. Some people even say it gets dark when caught up in thoughts. Without letting go of thoughts, without stopping it, turn the light on. An alternative word to the word light is clarity. The space of awareness becomes clear. Without preferences for what comes into that space. Without preference for what we know, as long as the knowing is within our capacity for conscious awareness. Maybe a kind of awareness that is unmediated by words, by thoughts. Maybe the awareness which precedes thoughts and ideas. And one of the supports for conscious awareness is to have a definitive clarity that you are here. It's a profound statement. We are here. It's been said in Buddhism that the place that you're meditating, the ground, the floor under you, the seat under you, this place, exactly here, is your place of awakening, just as the Buddha had his place in Bodh Gaya. Here. To feel maybe the support of your weight against your seat, against the floor. And as you exhale, to release yourself into that, the pull of gravity. Relax into the support. Relaxing the belly so your lower torso can feel how it supports the upper torso. Relaxing the upper torso into the belly, into the area of your waist. On the exhale, relaxing the area around your heart. On the exhale, relaxing the space between your rib cage, your ribs. Between your ribs. Softening in the shoulders. Releasing the shoulders to the gentle pull of gravity. And perhaps on the exhale, softening the muscles of your face. As if the muscles of the face can fall away from the skull. And on the exhale, to relax the thinking muscle, the thinking mind. feeling the pressure or tension associated with thinking, if there is any. Feel the contraction or tightening up. Feeling how the effect thinking has on the body. And as you exhale, softening the thinking mind. Relaxing the thinking mind as if it can spread out like the waves settling in the ocean, and there spreads out a quiet, still surface spreading out in all directions. In the course of the retreat, we've named different kinds of experiences that might appear. Breathing. Sensations of the body. Emotions and mind states, body states. Thoughts and thinking. The quality of your awareness. The attitudes in which we're aware. Rather than focusing on any of them, maybe they can just be allowed to appear as they do. Into the clarity of mind. Without worrying about how clearly you know them. Just knowing them as they are. But appreciating that the light is on. Appreciating the conscious awareness. That makes it possible for you to know. And if there is any tension associated with mindfulness, knowing, with being aware, let that tension float in the sea of awareness. You might gently feel any sensations associated with being the doer of mindfulness, being the agent of awareness. Being the one who experiences. Might there be any feeling of tension or pressure, contraction, narrowing around the idea of the self that knows or who practices? And if there is any pressure or tension, feel it as such. Let it be known and know that the tension and pressure itself is not the self. It's just tension, just pressure. If there's a sense of location for awareness, where it begins, where it is done, there's a sense of location for the one who's aware, the one who thinks. That sense of location is just an artifact of the mind's processing. it might seem that that sense of self is the light bulb for the light. But it's not. Just be the light. Just be the clarity. Be the awareness. Which has no preference for what comes into its scope. Just aware of this, here, now, in this location, that's your place of awakening. gently taking a few moments to feel or recognize, is there any subtle wanting or not wanting? Maybe in the background of awareness. Is there any subtle pressure or tension, contraction? Any holding on or resisting? And if any of those are there, to recognize it as if it's floating, as if it's floating in a vast sea of clarity, in the open space in which there is light. And then let go of wanting and not wanting. Let go of pressure, holding on. A letting go that's a letting go into the peace that's around all things. Letting go into the clarity. One announcement is that David will be sitting in on my practice discussions the first half of the morning, and with Andrea's practice discussions the second half of the morning. And then as you go about the day today, maybe you can stay close. To that way of appreciating that conscious awareness is always the best option. Always, because if you need to do something, you don't have to let go of conscious awareness. You can do it while consciously aware. If you really do need to think about something, it can be done while you're consciously aware. Awareness is always your companion. When you're consciously aware, the two of you are being companions. May you companion each other today. Thank you.